I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Listeners should refer to the disclaimer in the episode notes and at the end of this podcast.
Probably the easiest thing is to give us a call and say, I'm looking for, you know, a potential installment warrant where I do want to have prepaid interest and I want to have the dividends paid into my bank account. I only want to be around 50% leverage, and we can kind of guide you to where you can find these types of installment structures.
G'day and welcome back to Equity ASA, brought to you by the Australian Shareholders Association. I'm Phil Muscatello. Today I'm joined by Elizabeth Tian, Director, Citi Equity Derivatives and Global Markets. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Phil.
And it's taken us a while to get here, hasn't it?
Sure has.
With all the lockdowns, but it's great to finally get together. Citi First is the brand name for Citi's suite of investment and trading products. They cover a broad selection of ASX-quoted warrants, structured products and funds. We're going to be focusing today on how warrants can be used in an SMSF, but first can I ask you, what is a warrant?
Well, Phil, a warrant is such a broad thing. I think of it more as an umbrella term. So an analogy I like to use is, say, managed funds. With managed funds, you can have managed funds over different asset classes. You can have managed funds over just cash, fixed interest, obviously equities, even property. You can have funds that are tracking the index, and you can have things like hedge funds. It's such a wide spectrum. And that is probably a good way to think of warrants, because it's not just one thing. There are many different types of warrants. Some can be leveraged, some are not. Some you can go long and short. And some warrants are over shares, some are over indices. So it's a kind of a wide umbrella term.
And also commodities and currencies as well, aren't they?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an incredible range of products. So tell us how warrants can be used in a self-managed super fund.
So, Phil, when we have a look at who's been buying and holding our installment warrants, we see that around 70 to 80% of holders are self-managed super funds. Now, some of us might remember the old Telstra float, T1, T2, T3 in Commonwealth Bank. And we remember that the government actually at that time floated Telstra and Commonwealth Bank with the installment receipt structure. By now, and pay, you know, the second part later, which has become obviously very fashionable again, buy now, pay later. So the installment receipt structure was very successful for the Telstra float and Commonwealth Bank float. And so that idea was born of buying shares in two payments, and that's what the installment warrant structure is. You pay part now, like an equity portion, similar to when you go to the bank to borrow to buy a house, you've put in some equity, and then you have a loan with the bank. And that's the installment warrant structure. Now, installment warrants is one type of the whole suite of warrants that I mentioned, and that's probably the most popular structure for self-managed super funds. With even the installment warrant structure, Citi have four different styles for people wanting, you know, investors wanting different things. Some investors want to have their dividends paid into the bank account. Some want it to go pay off the loan. Some want to capitalize the interest. Some don't. So similar to when you get a loan from a bank, you've got all these different features, fixed interest, variable interest, etc. That's what we have within the installment warrant suite. We've got four different styles.
So it's a leverage product then?
Absolutely. Now, the leverage, we have a whole range. So we have installment warrants on shares predominantly, and the most popular, you know, the top 20 shares, but we go all the way through to most of the ASX 200 and some even outside of the ASX 300, because sometimes investors see the up and coming kind of rising stars that are not quite in the ASX 200 and might eventually get there. And something that's become very popular as well are installment warrants over ETFs. Now, that's kind of grown for us with demand. Investors ring up saying, well, really like this ETF. Can you look to structure an installment warrant over it?
Well, that's amazing. I didn't realize there was ETFs in there as well. But in the simplest example, say you wanted to buy Commonwealth Bank using a warrant, and an installment warrant can be used, I'm assuming, to pay off the loan using the dividends, is that correct?
Yes, so we've got different styles of installment warrants. So let's use Commonwealth Bank as an example. Commonwealth Bank, let's say today is $100. We might have 100 installment warrants over Commonwealth Bank, you know, with different features. And they might range with different gearing levels. So one might be fairly highly leveraged. So where you borrow, say, $75 of that $100 and you put in $25 yourself, or we've got some that are much more moderately leveraged, where it might only be 30% geared and you borrow 30% from the bank, the $30, and you put in the $70 yourself. Now, installment warrants have a kind of a life. We typically issue them for up to 5 years. And along the way, depending on which style you select, we've got ones which are what we call self-funding installments. As you mentioned, any dividends from that is used to help pay down the loan. So going back to that CommBank example, you've taken an installment warrant on CommBank, it's leveraged. So instead of paying $100 to get one unit of CommBank, you might pay, say, $50. You get the benefits of all the dividends and franking credits in the meantime. You do pay interest on the loan. The interest rate depends on the structure. It's approximately 5.05% for our most popular structure being the installment mini. And the dividends might be used to reduce the loan if you select that style. And over time, you hope that the dividends pay down some of the loan. Now, Phil, whether it does or not, is I like to compare it back to, say, an investment property. Some investment properties are positively geared, some are neutral, and some are negative. There's no right or wrong. It depends sometimes how long you've held it for, your leverage, and you're hoping for capital growth. But what you're hoping is over time, some of that loan's paid down, hopefully the share price has gone up, and in 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time, whatever your time frame, you can either pay off the loan if there's any left, or it might even pay off by that time.
How about an income strategy? How can you use warrants to generate an income?
Yeah, so that's another very popular strategy with especially self-managed super funds. And I'll use the four banks as an example. You know, we all know that dividends are usually paid by most companies twice a year. And we've got the banks paying, you know, twice a year, but at different times. So what we do find is some investors, instead of holding, say, CommBank for the full year and getting two dividends, they might hold CommBank over the dividend period and then swap out of that and maybe switch to, say, Westpac or ANZ and NAB, which pays dividends at a different time. And then there's obviously things like Woolworths at a high dividend and some of the banking stocks. So in this strategy, investors aren't holding the stock and not selling out. They're actually switching out and rotating their portfolio and picking up the dividends and the franking credits along the way. Now, why is that effective potentially in self-managed super funds? So going back to the CommBank example, if you had $10,000 to spend, if you buy Commonwealth Bank shares, you will get dividends based on $10,000 holding of Commonwealth Bank. If you used a 50% geared strategy, in this case, you might have approximately $20,000 worth of Commonwealth Bank, and you're getting dividends on $20,000 worth of Commonwealth Bank and the franking credits attached. Obviously, you do have to pay an interest cost. You've got to take that into account. But from a lot of the, you know, higher dividend stocks, it tends to be positively geared, and you get approximately, in that scenario, twice the amount of franking credits as well.
Does this also work with the ETF warrants as well?
Yes. Yeah, so with ETFs, we tend to find some investors use it a little bit more like a core satellite approach. Mm-hmm. So they might hold some of the ETFs as a core, and then they'll use the single stock as a bit of a strategy for, you know, switching about and picking up hopefully more dividends and income.
Presumably with ETFs, because you've got four distributions a year with many of them, and you could do that strategy as well, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And even more on top of that, we do get investors asking us to issue installment warrants on high-yielding dividend ETFs, which obviously there's a number of them from issuers like Vanguard, etc. But yes, you're right, it pays four dividends a year.
Is there capital movements as well that need to be factored in? So if you were trying to do this dividend harvesting strategy, it might go wrong with the capital. Is that capital leveraged?
Absolutely. You know, there's no point. I always point out, you know, when I'm talking to investors, there's no point getting $2 worth of dividends if the share price falls $3. You're actually behind. And that's something you need to take into account of whether you're buying shares or you're buying the installments. So one thing to be aware of is when a stock goes ex-dividend, it typically falls. So you do need to obviously take into account that you've got the time frame where hopefully the share price and the capital part of the installment warrant goes back up again.
It's smoothed out a little bit.
It's smoothed out. Mm-hmm. And also you've got to take into account the 45-day franking rules, obviously, on the tax side. And, you know, when you're investing and looking at dividends, it's important to have a look at what you're investing in. You know, the golden rule, you invest in companies which you think are going to perform well. There's no point getting a good dividend if you don't actually like the company or you don't think it performs well. You know, the basics of investing is still very important with this strategy as well. Picking companies that you think are good companies to hold.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And there are warrants available where you can prepay the interest as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so we've got different types of installment warrants, some with prepaid interest and some with capitalized interest, because we've got four styles here. So obviously, Citi issue a lot of warrants. What investors should do is, you know, probably the easiest thing is to give us a call and say, I'm looking for, you know, a potential installment warrant where I do want to have prepaid interest and I want to have the dividends paid into my bank account. I only want to be around 50% leverage, and we can kind of guide you to where you can find these types of installment structures.
So you can tailor for the individual investor needs. Yeah.
Potentially, we've got, you know, many hundreds there, and you can select the one which is, you know, closest to what you're looking for in terms of features.
And the prepaid interest, is that another thing that can be used at end of tax year?
Absolutely. So we do have obviously some investors who use this outside of self-managed super funds, and they use that as a part of their strategy where obviously they buy in just before end of financial year, any interest is potentially deductible based on their tax circumstances.
Mm. Is the interest variable?
So we've got different styles of installments. We've got ones where the interest is essentially variable. It's capitalized daily and it moves typically when the Reserve Bank cash rate moves. We've got ones which are fixed for approximately a year because you're prepaying every approximate 12 months.
And is the interest rate same across those, or are there slight variations in that?
There are slight variations. So the one that is capitalizing daily, that's our installment mini structure, that's currently at 5.05% per annum. The one which has a fixed interest structure where you prepay, there's a component of that which has got an option because these are limited recourse loans. So that one, the rate is different depending on the leverage you have and the type of stock. Because if you think about it, if you're buying an 80% geared Fortescue, that's going to be a lot more volatile than, say, a 50% ASX 200 ETF. So the interest rate will be high on, say, that Fortescue example to take into account that extra volatility.
And what are the range of interest rates that are being charged at the moment on the warrants?
So on the installment mini structure, where it's capitalized daily and there's a stop loss feature, that one's 5.05% per annum. Our other installment warrant structure style, which has, you know, put option within it, that will range. And that will range from, for the majority of them, say between 4% to even 8, 9%. If you're wanting, in that example, something quite highly leveraged, you're putting in very little capital and it's on a volatile stock. Because don't forget, when you invest in a warrant, you can obviously lose what you put in, but you can't lose any more than you put in. There are no margin calls, and if the underlying share falls dramatically and falls more than what the loan is worth or even goes to zero, examples I use is during the GFC, ABC Learning, Centro, you can only lose the portion you put in, whereas anything else that's worn by the issuer, like Citi.
Yep, so it's not like a margin loan where your losses can be pretty unlimited.
Correct, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned stop losses. How can stop losses be used in a SMSF warrant strategy?
So let's use the example, Phil, of the Commonwealth Bank. We might have, say, as an example, 8 to 10 installment minis. These are the installments with the stop loss on CommBank. And the stop loss might range from, as an example, $75 on the CommBank share all the way down to, say, $35. Now, a stop loss is not always bad for you, but it's not always good for you. A stop loss literally means that it's a point in time where I think the share price has fallen so much, I want to sell out. Now, if you sell out and the share price continues to fall, the stop loss has actually mitigated your losses. But obviously, if you sell out and the share price bounces, then in that scenario, you're worse off. So it's very important, using that CommBank example, we'll have a range of stop losses and you pick the one that you think is most suitable for you. So if you've got a stop loss of $55 on a CommBank installment mini and you think, I don't think CommBank's going to fall back to $55, that might be the one that's most appropriate for you.
Whereas you might want to have a bit more of a short-term view on it, which if it goes down to 80, for example, you're out.
Correct. And that's probably used by people who might be more short-term and using the dividend strategy. They're only thinking that I'm going to hold it for a few months. I don't think, you know, there's going to be a big sell-off in the market or in the stock. And I don't think CommBank's going to have a 30% correction. And when the stop loss is higher, you actually have higher leverage. With higher leverage, obviously, you will have potentially, for the same dollar amount, get greater exposure to any gains or losses, works both ways, and also the dividends and franking credits. But the other thing I like to point out with leverage is you don't always have to use leverage to magnify. So what I mean by that is, so let me use an example of CommBank. So let's say you wanted to buy 100 CommBank shares, which are worth $100, and you'd be spending $10,000. Now, if you pick something 50% geared, that would be giving you exposure to $20,000 worth. That's magnifying your gains, your losses, dividends, and income. However, you can use leverage another way. You can say, instead of putting $10,000 to get my 100 CommBank exposure, I'm only going to put in $5,000 because I'm picking a 50% geared installment warrant to get the same exposure to CommBank. So I'm putting in $5,000, but because it's leveraged, I get my $10,000 worth of CommBank. In that case, I haven't actually magnified my exposure, and instead I might use that other $5,000 for other investment purposes. And that way you can potentially look to diversify.
So you're often personally answering the phone so people can get in touch with you and find out more about warrants and if they're going to be suiting their investment strategy. What's the number and the contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. So our number is 1-300-30-70-70. It is quite important. We've got lots of different warrants with different features. It's probably easiest just to call the desk if you're beginning, and then we can go through and guide you where to find the information.
Liz Tien, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks very much, Phil.
The company and or guest has contributed to the costs associated with producing this episode of Equity ASA. Important, please remember these podcasts are produced to provide information and education, and they're not designed to provide financial advice, nor are they a recommendation to buy shares in the companies featured or discussed. The Australian Shareholders Association does not endorse or favour any specific commercial product or company. Please obtain independent professional advice before investing. We value your feedback and questions. Please contact us at share@asa.asn.au if you have any suggestions for guests or specific questions you'd like answered.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.